Thank you and good morning. Last year, when crafting a bill for the Medical Marijuana Act, North Coast Assemblymember Jim Wood included in his bill a tax structure that would be levied on the cultivation and distribution of marijuana. That excise tax was pulled from the original bill, but now it's gotten new life. And last week, the State Assembly passed AB 2243, a bill that required a two-thirds vote to pass because it's a tax measure. 2243 is expected to raise about $80 million per year and will impose $9.25 tax per ounce of marijuana bud, $2.75 per ounce of cannabis leaves, and $1.25 on immature plants in nurseries. The tax revenue will be distributed, with 30% for environmental cleanup on public lands, 30% for local law enforcement efforts, and 30% for the watershed enforcement team, with the remaining 10% split between Williamson Act funding and federal enforcement efforts. State Senator Mike McGuire has gotten a bill that would require the State Department of Fish and Wildlife to resume payments in lieu of taxes to timber counties like Humboldt and Del Norte through the Senate, and now it heads to the Assembly. The bill would mandate yearly payments from Fish and Wildlife to counties for lost sales tax revenue due to a lack of timber sales, and the PILT payments cover a wide variety of services locally, including money for schools, roads, and public safety. That bill now heads to the Assembly for consideration. Governor Jerry Brown will decide whether to sign into law Senate Bill 1166, the new Parent Leave Act. The measure would guarantee at least 12 weeks off for job-protected maternity and paternity leave, currently only available to employees at companies with 50 or more employees. The new measure would now apply the regulations to companies with 10 or more employees as well. And to qualify for the 12 weeks off, the employee must be more than a half-time employee and must have worked for the employer for at least a year. Another bill has passed the Senate and is headed to the Assembly, where it stands a good chance of being buried and forgotten. The Senate has approved SB 1400 that would ban the sale of cigarettes and other tobacco products at any retail outlet that is not a registered tobacco shop. That means no cigarette or tobacco sales at liquor stores or convenience stores or grocery or drug stores. Opponents say the bill would drastically harm small businesses and small store owners who generate income from tobacco sales. Congressman Jared Huffman will visit the North Coast today, and his first stop will be at the Alice Birney Elementary School. Huffman will recognize the school's recognition as one of California's Gold Ribbon Schools. That event begins at 10 o'clock. Huffman then heads to the harbor and Woodley Island Marina for a meeting with harbor officials and to tour the area of dredging operations. That begins at 11 o'clock this morning. The Humboldt Trails Council held a day-long trail summit in Eureka on Saturday to provide updated information to the public about the development of the Bay Trail between Eureka and Arcata. Officials from the county, along with the city of Eureka, Arcata, and Fortuna, were on hand to provide updates and status reports on trail development. Trail developers have secured some $2 million in funding for the Eureka to Arcata stretch of the trail to be used for development and environmental studies. The eventual 7-mile trail is expected to cost anywhere from $10 million to $12 million to complete. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Detectives with the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office may have recovered the remains of a man who has been missing since May 17th and who was feared to have been the victim of a homicide. Last week, detectives responded to an area near Covelo after dogs appeared to discover human remains. It's believed those remains are those of Timothy Sweeting, who was last seen alive on May 17th. Detectives have identified a suspect wanted in connection with Sweeting's death, a man who fled back home to New Hampshire in the days after Sweeting's disappearance. Awaiting extradition is 30-year-old Joshua Ruff, who is suspected of killing Sweeting with a blunt force object during a physical altercation. No positive identification has been made on the remains, and forensic anthropologists with Chico State will assist Mendocino investigators. In mid-May, the Eureka Police Department put up a post on its blog hailing the excellent work done by its vehicle abatement team, a group of three volunteers who remove abandoned and junk cars from city streets. The abatement team has been very successful, and EPD reports they have removed 101 cars from the streets since they went to work. Now it seems they may have been a bit too successful. On Friday, Eureka Police issued a press release outlining a concern that because the abatement team has been so effective, people are deliberately abandoning cars in Eureka knowing they will be removed. That's illegal, according to both city code and state code, and Eureka Police will now follow up with the registered owners of any abandoned vehicle to seek reimbursement for the costs of its removal. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.